I am of the belief that a large number of people spend more time planning vacations, weddings, and parties more than they do their financial future. Proof of how that belief is accurate, I think, is found by the number of people who say that they can't afford to retire. The reality is that simple steps with a few dollars pours the foundation for financial stability to rest on, yet so many dismissed opportunities and easy-to-deal-with ideas that can actually accomplish all that. Joining us now is a personal finance expert who you see and read frequently on the various financial news outlets and is here with some easy-to-embrace ideas to get you into the habit of thinking about and planning your financial future. Laura Bean, the founder and CEO of Financially Wise, Inc. She is also a Chase Financial Education Ambassador. Brittany Castro, how are you today, Brittany?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Great to have you here with, like I say, some ideas that a lot of people either cut themselves out of the equation or just don't think they can understand and comprehend that can indeed get their financial future in order. Let me give you Brittany's website, by the way, too. It's financiallywiseinc.com. You know, the first thing I think of financial planning is people eliminate the potential. And making things automatic is just taking, you know, hands-free operation is just a great thing to have. And when it comes to dealing with credit and bills, there's so many options to make that possible.
So many. And, you know, as a Chase Slate Financial Education Ambassador, I am stoked because I get to educate people on just different tools available to not only manage your credit, but also take control of your finances. So one tool that I think is great to bring to the table is the credit journey from Chase. It allows you to see your credit score on a regular basis and also learn the different factors that impact your credit score. So like you said, you know, finding ways to automate, that's the number one factor of your credit score calculation. So if you're trying to improve your credit score, simply having your bills on auto pay is great because then you don't have to worry about a missed payment or a late payment. And, you know, whether you're trying to improve your score or just maintain it, you know, this is a great way to do that.
How much does a periodically missed payment or late payment affect your credit score?
You know, it's hard to say because there's so many other factors involved, like the debt utilization and just payment history and, you know, other things. But I would say, you know, the two biggest factors, paying your bills on time and the debt utilization, equals 65% of your credit score calculation. So it does have an impact. And, you know, I think a lot of times people worry about the wrong things when it comes to money and especially the credit score. You know, they worry about getting an inquiry on their credit history. Well, no, you should actually worry about if your bills are paid on time because that has a bigger impact.
Yeah, it's not the system that messes things up. It's the people and the way they handle the money that messes things up that the system catches.
Definitely. You know, I always say money is an art just as much as it's science. So what I mean by that is we know the science is, you know, paying your bills on time, getting a budget, spending less than you earn. The art is how do you manage your behaviors and your emotions so that you're not messing up the game plan, you know? Like you said, it's really more about that. And when you're more educated, you'll feel more empowered and aware of your behaviors, of your mindset, so that you can continue to do the things you know you need to do to reach your financial goals or just maintain your overall financial health year after year.
So Brittany Castro, who is the CEO and founder of Financially Wise, Inc., and a Chase Financial Education Ambassador, financiallywiseinc.com is Brittany's website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Budget is a trauma for so many people. And you've made it into a simple equation. Explain the equation for us.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of people are so afraid of budgets because they think about it all wrong. They think, oh, this is going to be a diet. I'm going to have to restrict all the fun. I'm going to be miserable, and I'm going to suffer. And I just don't believe in that type of mindset in life in general, but specifically with money. Think about a budget as a tool, as a way to see where's your money going and how can you make it work better for you. So the simple formula is 50-20-30. And simply put, 50% of your net income every month is for fixed bills like rent, mortgage, utilities, you know, the things that you know you need to pay. 20% is what you're aiming to save for all your goals, and that could include building your cash cushion, funding your travel account every year, paying down debt, retirement. And then 30% is what you can use on fun and variable. So look at this and honestly ask yourself, how can you make it better? Can you find ways to cut back so you can save more? Can you find ways to make more money so you can save more or spend more? Or maybe you're doing everything great. Now you can celebrate and have more ease because you know you're managing your money appropriately. So the whole idea is just to give yourself an assessment and then see how do you make it better. And I also want to just say, don't get discouraged. So a lot of people think, oh, I can't save 20%, so I'm not going to do anything. No, that's false. Start with something. Even if it's 1%, that's so great, and that's better than nothing. And the whole idea is to get the system up and running and then find ways to improve it year after year.
I always think back to a person I used to work with who, whenever the annual 401k meeting would come about, her response was, I can't afford to get involved with that. But then every Monday, she would come in and regale us with her experience of going to two or three different movies with her three kids, all the candy and the popcorn that they spend money on.
Yes, it's an interesting what we, think we can do and think we can't do. And like you said, you know, I think when you look at it as I can't, then you, of course, you're never going to get what you need in place. But if you say, no, actually, I can. So let me just find the ways to make this work for me. And if movies is your thing, then by all means, go. But find other ways then to cut back on the other areas so you can take advantage of saving into your 401k or your other, accounts for different goals that you're working on.
Another area of direction you like to guide people to, it's called a smartphone for a reason. It's supposed to make you smart by learning, not by playing Candy Crush all day long. And Lord knows there are apps for everything, and certainly financial planning. There's a wealth of, pardon the bad pun, there are a wealth of options to take a hold of and have at your, literally your fingertips all the time.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things available to us through technology these days to make life and especially money management easier. So find the ones that work for you. There's apps to, that you can now use to pay, like Chase Pay gives you the ability to pay at grocery stores or restaurants or retail stores just with your phone. Or you can use apps to help you track your budgeting or invest. Of course, not every app is going to be appropriate for you, so figure out where you're at in your life and what you need the most help with, and then leverage those apps to support you in the financial goals that you're working on. And that might mean some trial and error. You might have to try a few before you find one that works.
That idea, too, of trial and error, that isn't that something important to remember when you're doing a budget, that you launch into a budget. Don't treat it as carved in stone, because maybe you underestimated this element and overestimated that element. Adjust as you go, and eventually, over a short period of time, hopefully, you'll arrive at the best functioning budget for your needs.
Yeah, definitely. I recommend people review at least monthly, but if you want to do it every week, and that's with a money date. So it's just a chance to look at your budget, look at your spending, be conscious about where your money is going, make those adjustments along the way so you don't get to the end of the year and think, oh my God, where did all my money go? So even if you get a budget in place, you have to update it. Just your life is going to change so much. A budget is needed every year, and you got to refine it and adjust it every year. And like you said, see what works and what doesn't work. And, yeah, it's not like something you just get one time and you're set for the rest of your life. No, it's like anything else in life. You have to constantly be involved with it and give it the attention it wants.
Now you know why Brittany's a Chase Financial Education Ambassador, because she's got the knowledge and shows you how to incorporate it, as she does through her website, her company, Financially Wise, Inc. Website is Financially Wise, Inc., I-N-C, obviously. .com. Brittany Castro, thanks so much for giving us a much-needed personal finance education. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.